I really want to give praise to God for someone very special who is with us each and every Sunday, inspires us constantly in the Lord, motivates us to run hard after Him and to get as close to Him as we possibly can, inspires us with a message prior to every Sunday service beginning, and goes into the Greek and the Hebrew and inspires us in our walk with Jesus. Now, behind the scenes, what you don't see is all the stuff that she constantly does, all of the organization, all of the planning that takes place. I can tell you very sincerely and very honestly that without her, Grace Christian Center would not be what Grace Christian Center is. Just even this week, our little cruise, it's never just a little cruise. It's always a lot of things. And I know, Carol, you didn't say it that way. That's not what I meant. But it's a lot of things that take place. In addition, you guys, she also takes care of all the books for Grace Christian Center. And then she was particularly, I don't want to say stressed, but anxious that when Pastor Ward came, if you remember, within the last year, to make sure we did our audit on the books, she was really making sure everything was prepared. And Pastor Ward, in all of his years of travel, said he's never seen or been to a church with as few issues to have to be dealt with as what he came into with Grace Christian Center, because they are cared for so well. And so on your behalf and on our behalf, Pastor Sherry, we want to give praise to Jesus for you. And so if you'll just keep your eyes closed for a moment.
What are you up to?
Yeah, we're going to ask you to recite the books of the Bible.
Kevin, you did that once. Never again.
The story behind that is back in, keep your eyes closed, back in Pullman for a birthday party, somebody asked her to recite the books of the Bible. And she came up to me afterwards. She put her finger in my chest. She said, "Now, you are required for the rest of my life on any birthday, you will not allow anybody to ask me to recite the books of the Bible." Yeah, come on.
I'm trying to do that in front of 300 people. Honestly, this terrifies you.
But on behalf of Grace Christian Center, we simply want
Christmas
you.
Christmas, Cactus, it's going at Christmas.
It is, and there's lots of
Whoa! They usually go for mid-Easter. Whoa!
And there's lots of little bloomers.
Oh, how lovely.
It's
thank
like,
you.
Some of them are late bloomers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But as on behalf of the congregation, we all love you very much and appreciate you very much, Pastor Sherry. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. It's only with God's help. The psalm today, I only have two more times to use this calendar to open with. It's been a challenge because on the Sunday, this year I've only had one verse to work with instead of, you know, like a whole psalm. You can usually find something in there, you know, when we're going through the Psalms and the Proverbs for the year. And that's what we'll be doing next year. So I want to take a minute on this morning's Psalm 103, verse 5, is the verse that the calendar chose for this morning. "Who shall satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles?" When I went looking to see what this means, really, the Hebrew is just as it says it is. But I was looking at some of the commentators to see what they said about the verse. And I found some very interesting things. Thomas Fuller said, "Satisfieth. God can satisfy the soul that each chink and cranny therein shall be filled with spiritual joy." You know, only He can do that for us. And Frederick Whitfield said in 1874, "With good things, Mark, what does the Lord satisfy with? Good things, not rich things, not many things, not everything I ask for, but good things, all my need fully supplied, and everything good. Goodness is God expressed. All his blessings partake of his own nature. They are holy blessings, holy mercies. Everything that satisfies must have the nature of God in it. Nothing else will ever satisfy. The heart was made for God, and only God can fully meet it. My goodness, he said that in 1874. Woo! And it still holds today, doesn't it? And then, let's see, Matthew Henry says, when God, by the graces and comforts of his Spirit, recovers his people from their decays and fills them with new life and joy, which is to them an earnest of eternal life and joy, they may then be said to return to the days of their youth. In other words, when God fills us, when he, by his grace, gives us himself, and he indwells us, our youth is renewed. And the treasury of David says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, or rather, filling with good thy soul. No man is ever filled to satisfaction but a believer, and only God himself can satisfy even him. Is that true? Things in this world can really not fully satisfy us, but God himself can satisfy us. Many a worldling is satiated, but not one is satisfied. God satisfies the very soul of man, his noblest part, his ornament and glory, and of consequence he satisfies his mouth, however hungry and craving it might be otherwise. Soul satisfaction loudly calls for soul praise, and when the mouth is filled with good, it is bound to speak good of him who filled it. Wow, when we realize that what we have is from him and that it's good, we can't keep it inside, but we want to tell everybody about how wonderful he's been to us. So let's stand and I want us to say these in all three translations, in King James, New Living, and from the Message. Let's say this verse together. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. I want to be young. How about you, huh? With the wisdom of the older, but I want to be in his presence and be being renewed daily. Thank Amen. You, Jesus, for coming and for all that you've done for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.